Well, we save the best for last. We bring in Amy Esther, 16th year head coach of the North Ridgeville Lady Rangers. And coach, you must have, Jared Kozar must have thought you'd be good this year, because I look at the schedule that he put together, and we open up with North Ridgeville at Medina on Monday, November 27th. We have you Wednesday, January 10th, as you host Midview, and then January 27th on a Saturday afternoon at 1:30, you host the Avon Eagles. So I'm sure 3-0 for the North Ridgeville Rangers WEOL this year.
Go big or go home, right?
So thanks for having us. Thanks for putting this all together.
Yeah.
16th year, 15-9 last year. You've got some returners. Tell us about this year's team.
Man, it's a great group of girls. I mean, we got six seniors. Obviously, you know a few of them. You got Grace Kingery. I don't know if you know that kid. She's pretty good.
Heard her name.
Brooke Lime. And you know what? The one kid that I feel like doesn't get enough recognition is Maddie Eldridge. She's one of our, like, linchpins, does a little bit of everything for us. But I'm just excited. It's gonna be a really good year.
So you talk about a really good year, and last year was a really good year. You've had several of them of late. How long did it take you to kind of get this thing where you wanted it, where you needed it to be?
16 years.
Did it really?
Is it really 16 years? That's my God.
I feel like I'm almost
as old as this guy over here to my left, which is Dave Zavara. You know, that guy was coaching when I was playing? That's how bad it was. No.
I'm speechless.
That's hard to do, Amy. You might be the first person to have Dave Zavara speechless.
But really, like, North Ridgeville, for the last 16 years, has just been a blessing. I came in, we won, I think, two games in 1 year before I took the program over, and now I feel like we're a competitor. You know, we compete every single year. You know, we don't have the big one yet. We don't have the titles or whatever, but we compete every single year, and I think every team knows we're going to give you our best, and we're going to bring it every single year. So, in every single game. We have a lot of talent coming through the program, through the school. We're continuing to build, and I'm just excited to continue to build this program and build strong young females in a day and age where, you know, it's tough. It's tough to be who we are, and it's just exciting for female, you know, women's basketball.
SWC, and you, again, been around 16 years. Am I wrong saying that there's four Division I girls throughout the league
going to
play basketball?
I mean, Grace Kingery.
Right.
Liv DeFranco.
Right.
Kristen Kelly.
Right.
I mean, Danny Cameron. Like, these kids are so good.
And on the same note, there's Division I kids that are playing basketball, but they're playing a different sport as far as they're moving on.
Absolutely.
There's some athletes in SWC.
You know what's crazy is, actually, I got a kid who just graduated a few years ago, and she's playing in the Sweet 16 for soccer at John Carroll, my alma mater. Like, Maddie Rosato is right now, and she's the key to that team. And it's like, you see those things and you're like, man, there's just so many amazing things going on with female sports. And I hope that basketball continues to be in a lot of these kids' mindsets. You see a lot of kids kind of drifting off and going to other sports, but you have those kids who are consistent and work on their game and want to get that challenge. And you see that in the Southwest Conference for sure. Absolutely.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So saying that, every team in SWC is going to be tough. How do you prepare your team every night after night for each team?
I think it's preparation, but the best thing about our program is our kids know each other. You know, they know each team. They know what to bring every single night. The younger kids, you got to kind of bring them along, but our veteran experience, you know, with our 16-years that we have and a couple of our underclassmen that have been through it, they understand that our conference – arguably is the best in the state. I mean, you could argue that with what our conference with Midview and Olmsted Falls did last year. But it's just, it's really cool to see just the experience and understanding that, like, every single game you have to prepare.
And when I coached against you, I saw that your elder classmen, the juniors and seniors, basically took the young kids under their wings and show them how it should be done in North Ridgeville.
I mean, that's what I absolutely love about coaching, is seeing our younger program, seeing the high school program and what they do and what they put into it. We actually, this year, because we don't have a freshman team, we bring our youth kids in and they practice in our auxiliary gyms during our practice time. So they are literally, like, watching our girls practice at least 15 to 20 minutes. And that's not a lot, but it's enough to be like, wow, that's how they practice every single night. To know that that's what they have to bring every single night. And so our youth kids kind of see that, and they see kids like Grace and Brooke and Izzy Geraci. You know, Grace was very quick to point out that she was influenced by Izzy and Izzy playing Division I basketball. And we want that to continue all the way throughout.
Amy, two teams last year go to the Final Four. One plays for the state championship in your league, and of course with Olmsted Falls and Midview. Does that tell the girls, the team, that it's attainable? You don't have to be Saint whoever to get to Dayton, and that if everything goes well, if you work as hard as you ask them to, that it's attainable because you can point to those programs in your own league that got there.
Absolutely, because we competed with those programs, right? So we were right there. You know, we competed with Olmsted Falls. We beat Midview. We split with them. And they did a phenomenal job to get to the Final Four. It was awesome to see two programs from the Southwest right. Conference be there. And obviously you wanted it to be you, but they know that it's possible. They, you know, the talent's there. It's just about, you know, things falling the right way or playing the great game and just bringing it every single day.
To have the year that you want to have this year, what has to happen for North Ridgeville?
Just to be consistent. And finish strong. You know, we have a couple young kids that are going to be playing for us. We also have a lot of veteran talent. So I'm excited to see kind of it come together and just kind of mold that veteran with, you know, youth leadership.
My last one, and I'll let Coach finish off, but here we are at Hoop Tech. We were here last year. It's right here in North Ridgeville. How beneficial is it to have this facility right here in your town? In North Ridgeville.
I mean, Dan is absolutely amazing. If we can't get into our gym because of the school being closed or whatnot, he is the first person to say, hey, get in the morning. Nobody's going to be here. He makes time for us if we need to get gym time. He's absolutely amazing for our kids, boys and girls programs alike. I can't thank him enough for what he does for North Ridgeville basketball. And I feel like he's really been able to take our younger program and be able to get them the time that they need to develop.
So Coach Brown mentioned this about the SWC. See if you feel the same way. It used to be Falls. Mm-hmm. This year he feels it's anybody. No one's really the favorite.
Yeah, I mean, you have four Division I players obviously playing for four different programs. Avon Lake's tough. I mean, you have so many different kind of entities. And then you throw in the fact that you have this six, I don't know if you guys have mentioned this tonight, but there is six different brackets for the district this year. So there's like 70 teams that have to be pre-ranked by Max Preps. So not only are we competing against each other, we're rooting for each other because we need to do well against non-conference teams to be ranked high, to be able to go in a 75-team bracket, to be able to go into districts and then pick from six different brackets. Like, it's insane.
I was just trying to get through a three-hour show with Zvara.
It's going to be a three-hour meeting.
I didn't think about your 75-team bracket.
It's going to be a three-hour meeting to put ourselves in brackets to know who we're going to play against. It's insane.
You said we were close till midnight.
It's insane.
Is it three tall and two short? I'm not even there yet.
We close somewhere else.
I've already been there.
Coach.
So basically, it's going to be open up.
It's completely open. Yeah. We you know, obviously Olmsted Falls graduated a ton. Mary Meng's gone. Sorry, Britt, but thank the Lord for the 6'5 girl. Yeah. Congratulations. Have a great career at Michigan State. We won't miss you.
Right.
But think about even next year when these four Division I players leave, like, what's going to happen? Like, it's just insane. I mean, but it's a testament to how tough our conference is. Like, Dave, you know, like, you've played in
it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Like I said, I will arguably say we have the best conference in the state.
Well, Coach, appreciate you for a couple things. Number one, coming here and joining us, as you always do, coordinating this three-ring circus, getting us all together, putting this together for us to get all these coaches to come here. It means a lot that you would do that, and we really do appreciate it. Want to wish you the best of luck. And, again, we want to let our listeners know we're opening up the 2023-2024 broadcast schedule Monday, November 27th with North Ridgeville at Medina, so you must be good this year.
I hope. That's the hope, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, thanks, Amy.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
Yeah, that's Amy Esser, the head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers.